Yeah. So think of what is godly love. And the book of Acts never uses the word love for evangelism. The call is repent, follow Christ, obey him. Then we learn through this glorious Savior about the love of God. But you don't really love God if you're not leaving sin, leaving the world, leaving every false way. And the church systems, this is where him and I contended yesterday, the church systems, and I think he understands this because he's left the church system. Wow, what a glorious thing. I get to preach in front of a young man who's left the church systems and knows that the Lutherans, the Roman Catholics, the non-denoms, the evangelicals, they're not teaching sound doctrine. He's left them. He's only 25 and he sees that.
I used to go to the Wesleyan Church. And then on Easter, they had some guy that played the flute or something, and they made the whole service about him. I'm going like...
Which Easter is yeah. A pagan holiday. We're supposed to proclaim Christ every day.
That's the last time I went to that church.
Good for you. So you don't attend one or anything now? Good for you. Read your Bible.
Yeah.
Go deep. My website's designed. If you want a Bible study, I would tell him. If he wants a Bible study and sharpen iron in the Word of God.
I read the King James.
King James is a good Bible, but look at the Greek and the Hebrew. I promise this to you. The King James has some errors. Would you believe if I said that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. One place. I think it's Acts chapter 12. It uses a word that should not be there. It says, and right about the time of Easter. Look at the word Easter, Pesach, Passover. Everywhere else in the King James, when they translate it correctly, Passover. In that one place in Acts 12, all those translators put Easter. That's wrong. It's Passover. Easter didn't even exist then as a Christian so-called holiday. It came along centuries later with the Roman Catholics. So they have that word wrong. And let me give...
I think it was like 1800 then.
No. It was about the 7th or 8th century when the Roman Catholic Church started coming in. There's another area King James is wrong. 1 Timothy 2. You'll notice my wife wears a dress. 1 Timothy 2, the Bible says...
And these are two areas I want to say. I commend what you're preaching because we need to be separate from the world. But listen, growing up in the evangelical system, now, seeing the tradition of man that it make the word of God of none effect. Now, head coverings. I shouldn't say it's a relatively new thing because it's been in the word of God. You know?
It was taught for 1900 years before feminization got into the evangelical world.
But think about, you know.
Go read Spurgeon, Luther, Edwards. They all taught it.
Another thing, pagan religions. Me and my wife talked about this last night. And I said, we pulled out. But I think where we need to discuss is the body, pulling out of these secular pagan holidays, you know, and
follow the word of God. That's all I'm asking all of you to do is to follow the pattern in the word of God. And it's totally against your whole system.
But that's what I want. See, I want to hear and I want to discuss with you because you know what? If I can be sharpened, no matter how it comes to me, humility is receiving correction and instruction without taking offense.
Right.
And I do want to receive that and hear you guys. And it is
commendable
because these are two areas that I've really kind of not touched, but you need to touch all the word of God and preach it.
Yeah.
And so this is something that I wanted to just come and talk to you about.
Well, one of the things that you have careful of.
And two, I just stepped into being a pastor.
Right.
So
which is a mistake.
Cut me grace.
Which is a mistake.
No.
Grace, but
cut me grace.
Young men that aren't sound in doctrine shouldn't be pastors.
But is there room for change?
Paul warns against novices teaching. And if you don't have sound doctrine, how can you be a teacher? Would you let someone operate on you in brain surgery if the guy said, hey, this is my first year in medical school. I just showed up. My dad's a brain surgeon. Your dad's a pastor. I'm going to start cutting. Or would you say, can I have the pro guy do it? He's been doing it for 20 years. I'd like him to cut my brain open. So one of the things you should watch out for, everybody should watch out for, all of us should watch out for, ready, is making judgments about people in their presentation and personality. Ready? Men will judge me and say, I don't like him. He's bold. He says a lot of stuff. He's bold. He says a lot of stuff. I don't like that guy. Okay. You don't like me. We're all imperfect. I get it. I don't live in willful sin, but I'm not a perfect man. I get it. I'm too bold. You don't like this. You don't like that. You know what I don't like? I don't like feminized men that don't stand up for the truth of God's word and use their voice to proclaim the gospel But those same men will stand in the Green Bay Packers and they will scream and cheer for the Green Bay Packers. I preach. I preached outside the Green Bay Packers, and the people I was preaching, I had my little amp on. Sometime I was using it. I never use it in close. I use it when I'm far away. And the people were going by going, "You should shut that off. Why are you doing that? That's wrong." And I said, "Are you going to hear amplified sound inside that stadium? Are you going to be jumping up and down and screaming and yelling for the Packers?" And they're like, and I said, "I'm doing it for Christ, and you're judging me?" And they go, same thing with him. He told me I shouldn't have my amp and a sign. I said, "You have signs for your car, so you have an amp. He's announcing this stuff." So be careful when you make judgments. Make sure they're godly judgments. What are the words out of my mouth? Am I swearing? Am I dressed lascivious like a worldly man? Am I teaching false doctrine? We got to watch out for personalities, because guess what? I might not like everything about you, but I love you. And if you're my brother and we agree in sound doctrine, we're going to be united. And the stuff I don't like about you, if it's not sinful, it's gross. He eats anchovies on his pizza and it stinks. Who cares, right? That kind of stuff, you know? We have to be careful of the wrong judgments we make. We got to make sure that the judgments are biblical, because we're not always going to agree on everything that's outside of doctrine. Inside doctrine. Those men over there in your booth, they're in sin, because you got a Baptist guy there.
Listen, before we go into that,
I love you, man. Check out my website. I'd love to see get an email from you sometime, okay? I didn't think this was going to go so good, but it went great. Let me give you a hug, man. I love you in the Lord. Go deeper, okay?
Yeah.
All right, I'd love to hear from you. Take care, Denny.
I think I got to head out, too. So hey, here's my card.
I love a card.
Yeah, I'll...
That's your email.
Yeah, I'll send you an email, probably from that email.
We'll finish our conversation.
Awesome.
I'm here for you. Go deep in the Word of God. You're on the way.
Oh, yeah.
You're on the way. Stand strong. Seek the kingdom.
Yep.
I'm going to email you when I get back to my van later, and we can start. I'd love the Bible study.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. I love you, Kyle.
Yep.
Go Bass.